Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with an episode of Life in Business. Thank you ever so much for joining me. And I just want to say thank you as well for all of you who have sent me pictures of where you listen to this podcast. I never realised that Life in Business and my dulcet tones were such good companions for ironing, vacuuming, cleaning the bath. I always kind of hope that everybody's life is a little bit more exotic than that. Obviously, I talk about the realities here and those are the realities. So if any of you listen, just, I don't know, somewhere really beautiful or, if you're on holiday or you're on a plane somewhere or you're going for a walk somewhere really beautiful, then I would like to know about that, please. So do send me your photos. They're very funny. You send me them as a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn, or share it to your stories or your social media and tag me. But I love them. I really, really love them, and I appreciate it. And I know that actually some of you are trolling me a touch with it, but I take that in good spirits. So let's talk today about the hidden cost of DIYing your business growth. And I don't intend this to be particularly controversial because, well, it just isn't intended to be, right? But it's sort of a bit of a warning, I suppose, but also, I guess, my mistakes that I've made over the years, of which, you know, that's not a miniseries, that's a kind of whole epic there, and how you can do things better, right? And by better, I mean more efficiently, more effectively, less expensively, and all that shizzle, right? So the thing about us being DIYers, honestly, us being entrepreneurs, business owners, is that we have this streak in us that enables us to do things that other mere mortals cannot, right? We have a real... some real oomph about us. And we figure things out. We are motivated. We keep going when, good Lord, I mean, people would have given up, right? You know, running a business is like climbing Everest at least once a week. It's insane, the pressure and all of that. But it comes with a lot of thrills, as thrills and satisfaction. And I think that's the balance, right? It's a crazy, wild, unbalanced world. But that's the balance that we find. And because we have this spirit, this streak, then we're pretty good at figuring stuff out, right? And finding solutions to stuff. And I think that's really what being a solo business owner is all about. It's about being able to do what you want when you want. And that's really powerful, incredibly powerful. It's one of the best, greatest things about having your own solo business, yeah? But let me ask you something. How much time, money, and energy do you think that you've wasted trying to piece everything together by yourself? I would imagine that you've probably spent, if you add it up, several weeks, if not years, depending on how long you've been in business, but several weeks, if you cumulatively, Googling strategies, signing up for free downloads that don't actually help you at all, but simply just add to your inbox clutter, which is causing overwhelm, and maybe just make you feel like you're actually just not good enough anyway. You know, it's a sucky world, the free download thing, I have to say. And also, I bet you second guess yourself a lot. It's sometimes hard to know whether what you're thinking and what you're doing is right. And we get very carried away. You know, we have a thought. We like, oh, this is what's happening. Let's act on that. And then you know, you have kind of sometimes an act on it, or it's not the best decision, or you run out of steam on it. So there's lots of kind of red flags there, or amber flags, you know, maybe not full red flags, but amber flags about being totally solo. And this isn't about taking on business partners or anything like that. You know, I mean, that's a different business structure. But it's about just kind of being completely alone. But you're not alone, right? You're not alone because everybody does that. Everybody does that, right? I'm a great one for doing everything myself. I think that the thing is that I love the back end of business. I really like the intricacies. You know, I learn all the tech. I try and master pretty much everything to do with business, finances, tech, the marketing. Marketing's my background, but, you know, marketing, all the stuff. And I enjoy doing a lot of that back end stuff. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't distract me. Because my job is what? Marketing, sales, delivery, really, as is yours. Because if nobody does any marketing, nobody knows about you. If nobody does any sales or confirms any sales or talks to people, you don't have a business. And if nobody delivers the thing, there isn't a business at all. So, you know, sales, marketing, delivery, and all the other stuff maybe can be kind of outsourced or whatever. But what I really specifically kind of wanted to talk about today is the real cost of trying to DIY everything, your business growth particularly, and what you can do instead. So DIYing your business growth, it feels like a smart move because, you know, I should be able to figure this out myself. I should know the answer to this, or I can find the answer to this. And one thing that has never sat right with me, and I say this to all of my clients, you know, it's something that I talk about quite regularly in my Confidence to Grow coaching space, is that you're brilliant practitioners, right? The thing that you do, you're great at it. There's no doubt about that, right? You're either trained to do something, you've learned to do something. The thing that you help people with, you're good at. There's no question around that. And if you're not, then you know, maybe you're not in the right business. But let's make the assumption that you're very, very good at the thing that you do. And that's great. But a business owner, that does not make, right? I mean, legally it does, or technically it does, because you're the business. But it doesn't mean that you're a brilliant business owner, because why would you be? You've spent years learning what it is that you do. And then do you, just because you start a business, do you overnight suddenly become an accountant? I don't know, maybe an HR person, a marketer, all the facets of business. Of course you don't, right? So it's not just, there's so many hats, right? It's not just that you are the service deliverer. It's that you're all the other things too. And so having the mindset is, I should be able to figure this out myself, is because you've taken the leap, right? So bloody well done for that. But that's like learning 7 different jobs whilst also having the pressure of being the one who has to generate all the income and, you know, pay the bills. It's a lot, right? It's a huge amount. And it doesn't really make any sense to put that pressure on yourself. So it's kind of an illusion. There's an illusion created that you're saving money by avoiding investing in support. But actually, by avoiding investing in support, let's take an accountant, for example. By avoiding investing in an accountant, because it will save you a monthly fee, a monthly outgoing, or you know, a chunk at the end of your tax year, whatever, it will save you some money. That actually, but the time it will take you, because it's not what you do, unless you're an accountant, obviously, but it's not what you do, right? If you're a photographer or you're a coach or you're a yoga teacher, you're not an accountant. So saving the money by doing it all yourself probably actually costs you more money. It certainly will cost you more in time, because you'll have to read things, you'll have to learn stuff and all of that. You'll have to master the software and everything. And also probably cost you more in tax because you don't necessarily know the most tax efficient ways. I'm not saying avoid tax. Everybody pay their taxes, please. It will make the world a better place. But the, you know, the things that they know, like if you work from home, you can have a use of home allowance and things like that. And you don't necessarily, you don't know that, right? Unless you're an accountant. Or you've been in business for years and you see what your accountant does and then you're like, oh yeah, that's going to go in. But how to calculate it all? You know, that's what they're there for. So by not investing in support like that, it's actually costing you money in the long run and an absolute shit ton of time, right? Which is not what we want. The thrill of this independence, of being able to do everything, I'm the master of my own destiny, I can do what I like, can really quickly turn into overwhelm and sort of an analysis paralysis. And the overwhelm is just, there is so much to do. There is so much to do. I mean, on any given day, I probably do 10 people's jobs, not 10 people's full-time jobs. I mean, I'm good and I'm efficient, but I'm not that good. But there's, you know, the sort of administrative stuff. There's the emails. There's recording the podcast. There's, I'm just trying to think what I do. What is it that I do? There's the client work. There's the marketing. There's the market research. There's the design. There's all the things, like the videoing things, recording things. There's loads of people's jobs. And they all take, you know, they all add up to kind of be quite, can be quite overwhelming because you have to switch between jobs. I've done episodes before about kind of time blocking and that sort of thing will actually help with management of this. So look back for one of those. But what I mean is that you've got a lot going on in your head. And by not getting the support, you know, DIYing your business growth can feel like a smart move because you're saving money by not spending it. But oh my God, the overwhelm of that and just the lack of clarity and the lack of, it's a nightmare, you know, it can be a real nightmare. So it wastes time. This is what the real cost of going it completely alone is. Wastes a lot of time. It forces you to spend months or years figuring out what a coach or an expert or a specialist accountant, whatever, can do, you know, can help you solve in weeks, really. It is this, because you're an expert in what you do, so people come to you for that. And so it's only the same of you using someone else. And if you're buying course after course, tool after tool, but never having a clear plan, then you are wasting a load of money on that. And the thing about buying lots of courses, yeah, you can learn stuff. I've bought a gazillion courses, you know, and I've probably done about a third of the way through. But oh, I don't know, the way my brain works, sometimes that's enough, right? I pick stuff up really quickly and I read stuff really quickly and all of that. But still, it's a lot of money. It's an awful lot of money, right? And if you're putting the pressure on yourself to learn all of these things when you don't come from a business background, yeah, it's really, really tough. And you'll see something on Instagram or LinkedIn, somebody's using this new tool and you're like, oh, I need to use that because that's what everybody's using. More cost, more time to learn it. And it probably doesn't make that much difference. You know, I say all the time that I'm a big fan of post-it notes. I've got loads of them. I've got like 12 on my wall next to me. I've got my calendar up on the wall that shows like certain specific things when I'm speaking at events and my own events, conferences and that kind of stuff. All of that is, and my holidays, but all of that is on a thing on a wall, on the wall. And the reason I use stuff like that is because if it's visual, if I can see it, I remember it. So there's tons of tools like Trello out there, but I hate them. It's not how my brain works. So just because technology exists doesn't mean you need to invest in it and doesn't mean you need to use it, right? You need to find what works for you. That's so, so important. I mean, some of these tools are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But my brain can't compute them, right? But give me a spreadsheet and I'm a happy girl. So you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and actually you're missing opportunities because if you're not charging properly, if you're not marketing effectively and you're not taking action, you're missing opportunities, you're missing out on money. It's just your business growth is going to be stymied, right, by this. And that largely is because you don't have expert guidance. And working with someone who can help you with your pricing, get your pricing right, your alignment in your financials right, to help you with your marketing, to make it simpler and to make it more you, to make it suit you better, and to give you accountability to help you take action. The investment in someone who, or someone's, one or more people to help you with that is just going to be able to skyrocket your growth, really. And growth is relative, right? And skyrocket is relative. Doesn't mean that you have to push for 20K months or anything like that. This is just about making your business as effective and as efficient and as joyful as possible. Okay. So it's not about reaching for the stars and whatever. But having someone there to support you, it's going to cut just a ton of corners. Really, really, really useful thing to do. If you're not sure when it's time for you to stop DIYing and to get support, there's a couple of things that you can kind of measure by, right? Your barometer here. If you are spinning your wheels instead of making progress, right? If you're just doing the do, but you don't really feel like you're getting anywhere, that's a time to reach out to someone to say, this is what's going on. What? Help me. just help me. That's a really, really good time. It's not necessarily confusion, right? Because you can love what you do and you can be really good at it and you can have clients, but you just feel a bit like, about stuff, and you're churning, right? Might be successfully churning, but you're churning rather than making linear progress to wherever it is that you want to go. And also, if you're not sure that you're truly growing, or if you're just staying busy. And growth is a really interesting one, because I am really anti the whole, you know, 10K month brigade, because it's all rubbish. It's all relative. And it's that profit, it's that turnover, whatever. Oh, just to say, a 10K month profit, that's equivalent to a 200 grand salary. So when people are aiming for this, would you aim for a 200 grand salary if you had a job? Probably not. So, you know, let's kind of keep a grip on reality here. And that is not to say you shouldn't aim for big money amounts, right? I've gone off on a bit of a tangent here, but that's not to say you shouldn't aim for big money amounts. Absolutely not. But maybe think about what you're aiming for and the time, energy and effort that it would take to get there if it was the equivalent job. And I know they're different and all of that, but I just think I worked that out the other day, and I just think it's an interesting aside. But that's 10K profit a month. And we're the 10K a month gang, they're not talking about profit, they're talking about turnover. So that could be 1K profit. But anyway, an aside. So are you truly growing, or are you staying busy? And growth in this context, I mean by, sure, maybe your financials, but your profitability, definitely, definitely, definitely. Not necessarily the turnover. The turnover doesn't necessarily change, but the profitability can. And the hours worked can. And the feeling of happiness and joy can. And the kind of lightness and fun, that's all growth, right? That's all growth. It isn't just about my turnover has doubled. There's so much more to growth than that. But if you're not feeling that and you're not on that path, then it's time to get some support. It's time to talk to someone and just say, I am busy, but I'm not getting anywhere. Please help me. And let's talk about the difference between investing in coaching support versus just throwing money at the latest solution. Now, if you spend 35 seconds scrolling Instagram or LinkedIn. Instagram's the worst, though. Maybe TikTok too, but as you know, I don't use TikTok. I hate it, but I imagine that's even worse. Scrolling that, you will be told about, in 35 seconds, probably about 35 different ways that you can improve what you're doing and why you're failing and what you're doing, right? That's a lot. That's a lot for someone to try and digest and, you know, kind of also brush off and go, no, do you know what? I'm all right. It's a real hotbed for making you feel like you're not good enough. And therefore, it's good marketing, right? unethical, maybe some of it, but it's good marketing because it works, because you'll throw money at the latest solution. Oh, you need to do this. You know, the whole Reels thing, you need to do video. Well, you don't even, people have hugely successful businesses who don't even have a website. You don't have to do any of this stuff, but it's because it's noisy that we feel like we do. So if rather than throwing money at this course, that course, this tool, if you spent that same money, or probably slightly, well, depending on how many you buy, but probably slightly, possibly slightly more, in somebody who's an expert and can move you to where you want to be, it's far better investment. And you're actually going to make use of it, because I bet you half the courses you bought you've never done. Same. Still definitely. I think it must be 2 years now since I bought the photography course, but you know, I will one day actually start it because I really want to do it. But yeah, that's what we do, right? So that was a waste of money, arguably, but I don't know, it's there. So I feel like I'm an expert photographer now because I bought the course. This is how my brain works. But so what should you do instead of all this DIYing, right? There's loads of, I've given you lots of examples of the real cost of it and kind of why it might not be the most effective way to grow your business. There's some really small shifts that you can make to get out of the DIY trap, right? One thing, you're here, you're listening to this. This is going to help you, yeah? There'll be lots of podcasts that you can listen to from people who are experts in their field that will help you, right? And yes, that's consuming stuff, but you can do it while you are ironing, vacuuming, cleaning the bath on an exotic holiday. It's stuff that you can absorb and consume. And that's a really good first small step, right? It's a conscious decision to move forward. And I think that you should be proud of the fact that you're doing that, because that is growth for sure. It's about growth. Asking for help absolutely does not mean that you're failing, right? It means that you're growing in the smart way. Absolutely. Why the bloody hell should you be an expert at this? Like I said, you're not a business mogul. If you write and run your business well, but you're not a business mogul, you are a practitioner in whatever your field of expertise is, right? There are all these other skills. Get support, ask for help. And that means that you're growing smart. It means you're being sensible. It means you're being pragmatic. It means you take your future seriously. It means that you know what you want. Like you wouldn't, I don't know, look at any athlete. They wouldn't run the 100 meters and win a gold at the Olympics without some sort of coach or three different coaches. There'll be one for mindset, there'll be one for nutrition, there'll be one for the actual running stuff, probably. But that's really normal. And you're the same. You know, you're the athlete in your business. And it's really, really important that you have the right team around you. And choosing the right kind of support is important. I mean, having someone like me on your side is great, because I'm an all-rounder. So I've got an MBA. I've got a lot of kind of financial knowledge stuff. I've got a lot of lived experience in business. I know a lot about solo business. I know a lot about building teams and then get rid of teams. You know, marketing, my background. I know a lot. I'm an all-rounder when it comes to business support, but my ultimate focus is happiness. Joy, happiness, efficiency, profitability. That's what I really, really care about. And so that makes me a good person to kind of talk to, because I know what you're going through. And obviously all my clients are like that. So there's people like me, but then there's specialists in lots of areas. Like I say, get an accountant. I had an accountant from day one. I've never, ever not had an accountant. Even in that first month when I turned over I invoiced £127. I had an accountant, because I just don't want to mess with that. I love the finance and I love the numbers, but I'm not reporting myself to HMRC. I'm not. That's a fight for someone else. And this doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means that you know that actually somebody else is slightly ahead of you or a long way ahead of you and can help you. And that's great. You wouldn't start riding a bike without stabilizers. You know, we all need support. We all need support. And I would say, talk to people. If you're thinking of working with someone, have a chat with them. Absolutely. Or DM them, whatever. You know, you don't have to book a Zoom, but email them, DM them, talk to them. And get to know them and find out if you feel like you can trust them. Don't just invest an absolute shit ton of money because you've been to someone's event and seen them speak on stage. right? It's got to be more than that, because this is such a personal relationship. This is about you and your business, and that really matters. It's really, really important, right? It's like, it's everything. It's everything. You don't want, you know, you don't want your baby to be mistreated or anything like that. And you never want to be made to feel guilty for asking for the support. You never want to feel like you're the problem, because absolutely you're not, right? This is all super positive stuff. Absolutely. So that would be my advice to you. And when people say, when I say for sure, but when people say, you know, message me, ask me questions, they're not going to say it if they don't mean it. And that's absolutely true for me. You know, you can message me. I love it. And send me pictures of you ironing. But the issues that you have, I will talk them through with you, and I will see if I can help. And if I can't help, I'll tell you who can. And I think that that's really important too. So I would want to support you without you wasting your money, right? And hopefully what I've given you today, well, not hopefully, what I've given you today has highlighted the hidden cost of DIYing your business growth and given you some things for you to think about, some areas for you to look at where, you know, it might be your problem areas, your kind of orange flag, amber flag areas, and then what you might be able to do instead. So I look forward to hearing from you about how you're going to do things differently and kind of what, you know, what's come up for you. So do, yeah, Instagram at Libby Langley, LinkedIn, you can find me at Libby Langley too. I'm Libby Langley everywhere. Or drop me an email. But thank you for listening and look forward to witnessing your business growth. Do-do-do-do-do. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.